delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Yes. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, and y'all on Beef Stew Radio. What's going on, my man, Big Stew? How you doing, DJ Big Stew?
What's good, Russ? What's going
on,
Russ?
I'm okay. How's everything?
Man, I'm good, man. I can't call it, man. Had a good weekend, man. A lot of business. Got a lot of business done, man. Took a little vacation, you know. I don't be doing the 3 hours like I've been doing. Just been doing a little 2 hours with everybody and cutting off the other 2 hours I usually do. I'm going to be back in another week or so, though. You know, just handling business.
That's good, man. Well, on tonight's show, man, I got the people from, you know, DanceNet. DanceNet is a show like Soul Train. It's the newer version of Soul Train. Let's keep it real. It's the newer version of Soul Train. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have him coming in later on this tonight. And he's going to be talking about the show. And it's the guy's name is Billy Ray. And Billy Ray is a comedian. You understand what I'm saying? He's a stand-up comedian. And Billy Ray's
He's been
around
a lot of stuff. He's been on Def Jam and
yes.
He's been around. He's been on
HBO. Yes.
Yeah, he even had his own HBO special. As I remember.
Yes, he did. And, you know, he's a stand-up comedian and everything like that. And he's going to be on the show tonight with Downtime Production and Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
They're going to be talking about this new show, DanceNet. It's a much newer version of Soul Train. And it got the hottest dancers. It got the hottest fashion clothes and everything like that, and it's going to be the hottest music, and I'm waiting for him to call in. And, you know, we're going to do our news. We're going to do our little entertainment news and everything like that, because I got a couple of things that's going on with Rihanna to talk about. I'm also going to have my drinks. So, you know, like Saturday, I don't come on the air Saturday, but you know that Irish parade is going on Saturday here in New York. One day this week, that parade is going on. Am I right or wrong, Stu?
You're talking about St. Patrick's Day parade.
That's right. Thank you. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It will be going on. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to give out one Irish drink to represent them. I'm going to give out a Bailey banana culotta or something like that. And give out a second drink. I'll probably give out a coconut ginger mojito and everything like that. And we're going to have a fat show. And Stu, you ready?
You
know, what you want to do? You want to talk a little bit? What you want to talk about, Big Stu? Talk to me.
Basically, I'm in the building, man. Just, you know, like I said, man, I just want you to tell the people about the big interview that me and you doing on Thursday. The History of Hip Hop Part 2. The first History of Hip Hop, y'all might have known, me and my man Kev Get His Cook On, we did that one. And now part two, me and Russ is going to do that one with the interview with the legendary Ray Vaughn from the Magnificent Seven.
Ray Vaughn will be on Thursday's show from the Magnificent
right.
Seven. You know, Ray Vaughn and what's the other guy named? Johnny Wah. Remember that old mixtape that they used to have out back in the days?
Yeah, we definitely.
And everything like that. It was back in the days when Kid Capri had 52 beats out, right?
It was even before back in the days when 52 had with Kid Capri. It's way before Kid Capri. It's way Johnny Wah and Ray Vaughn go back, like, you know, back when Grandmaster Flash and them was doing their thing. They was the brothers in East Harlem that kind of put Harlem on the map. You know, they between them and the Crash Crew, but Johnny Wah and Ray Vaughn was like the crew that they probably would have been real famous and all that, but due to, like, you know, situations in the streets and all that, that's why the story is really crazy. You definitely need to tune in on Thursday to that. You know, the story is really deep. They actually shooting a documentary about these cats, too, about how everything went down with them. And they put these dudes, somehow got a deal, and they're going back in the studio and doing it up. That's how rich their history is right now. So it's
that's
one of
good.
Great.
That is so good.
Make sure y'all tune in to Harlem Hip Hop, the History of Harlem Hip Hop, Part 2, the Johnny Wah, Ray Vaughn, the Magnificent Seven story.
Johnny Wah, ha, ha. Remember that back in the days?
Yeah,
I was kind of young then. And That's why I thought it was out around Kid Capri 52 Beats, because, you know, I'm a young man, so it's okay.
Now,
it's
reason,
okay.
I'm going to say something real fast, Russ. The reason what people don't realize is people want to know why them dudes is, like, so popular and they do their thing so much is because, and people respect them so much, is because, you know, if you look back, a lot of these rappers that be singing these melodies, they was the first rappers that put melodies on top of the beats. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people think it was the Crash Crew with that, "We are here to tell the world," but it actually was Johnny Wah and Ray Vaughn who did that. They did it off of 2 Be Real, and then, you know, the Crash Crew and a few other crews came through, and then, you know, you seen, you know, Grandmaster Flash, the Cold Crush, they all, maybe the Cold Crush was the only other group that was doing it back then, too. But Flash and them had a little something, but they was more chanting. But to actually really be singing and doing it, Johnny Wah and Ray Vaughn is kind of one of the first guys that was doing that.
That's good, Stu. You just now took me to school, Stu. But
right
on that note, man, you got anything else you want to say? Because I'm about to go into this news, B, and
man,
start this show off lovely.
Let's play some music first, man. You got
okay,
a
bet.
Place,
okay,
right?
Bet. What type of music you got for me over there, man?
Right now, man, I think you want to play B Major featuring J. Cole. And also you want to play your man, Raven Justice. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Kafani. These joints is new right here. Russ, you know, Russ going to blow it up today. Russ got a lot of new hot joints that just came out the pack. They sent them to you, Russ. You got a lot of new joints that's, like, didn't even get to the stores or nothing yet.
Yeah, I know, because I usually say the music myself, but there was so many I couldn't even go through it and everything like that, because I've been busy for the whole weekend. And I'm going to be busy for the whole next weekend because I'm going out of town next weekend.
That's what's good, man. That's what's
word.
Good.
I'm going out of town Friday, so I'll be back Sunday night. Either I might be doing my show live on a call-in, but I got to see because I'm trying to make it back by Sunday, by 9 o'clock at night. I'm trying to make it back.
Well, you know what's up. Let's get into these new joints right here. Come back and holler back.
All right, cool. Where y'all listening to Drinks on Russ? I'm your host, Russ Haywood. We are on BeefStewRadio.com. Feel free to call me. The number is 1-914-338-1685. And I also have a toll-free number, 1-877-288-6883. Feel free to call me. Let's get into this music, Big Stu.
Mouth open like that, ass so crazy. Damn near lost it when she hit a 180. Toast by the bar, then she gon' lay me down. Don't give a damn who's around. Shawty is a freak, freak, freak of the week. And I can't wait to hear her scream and shout. No longer sober, we taking our clothes off. We bout to turn this motherfucker out. Shawty got me like, oh, I'm gon' give you everything you need. Promise I'll get you weak all in the knees. She want it. She moving like a stripper. I'm on it. Damn right, I'm a tipper. Grabbing on my zipper,
begging me to tip her. Moving like a ballerina in her Louis slippers. I dream a genie in her skimpy ass bikini. Super flying sexy in the bed, she wanna see me. I'm a boss, I'm a player, put these bottles in the air. Holding pizza rock, all the ladies stop and stare. Rocking in my snapback, baby gave me snapback. Chilling in my Maybach, got hit from way back. Shorty drive me crazy like driving Miss Daisy. Kafani fucking baby, push her all black Mercedes. Product of the 80s, boss up by the bar out. Raven J stacking cake, Kafani brought a star out.
Like, oh, I'm gonna give you everything you need.
That's for sure.
Promise I'll get you weak all in the knees.
She want it.
She moving like a stripper.
I'm
right, I'm a tipper.
Grabbing on my zipper.
All my boys can believe that I got her. To her surprise, your boy working with a monster. She tear through them jeans cause she wanna get a peek. Now she going head up with a monster.
Make sure no one's around. If you really wanna get down right now,
I'm about to turn into a beast. Have you hooked on me? Have you hitting them notes like an opera?
Shawty got me like, oh,
I'm gonna give you everything you need.
That's for sure.
Promise I'll get you weak all in the knees.
She want it.
She moving like a stripper.
I'm on it.
Damn right, I'm a zipper. Grabbing on my zipper. Grabbing on my zipper. She grabbing on my zipper. And she begging me to stick her. When I get her to the house, it goes down. 2 a.m. and I'm going even harder. It ain't nothing to a boss, what I told her. She throwing it back, cause she make a booty clap. Girl, I love it how you do it like that. Cause shawty got ass.
Stop. Now put it on my lap, girl.
I'm gonna give you everything you need.
That's for sure.
Promise I'll get you weak all in the knees.
She want it.
She moving like a stripper. Damn right, I'm a tipper. Grabbing on my zipper. Grabbing on my zipper. Grabbing on my zipper.
Somebody better take care of that. And who better than the nigga and the letterman? When your man ain't home, you can let him in. Late night, let him in. I ain't gonna tattletale. Daniel, bad as hell.
Good, man.
Now, Billy Ray, we want you to, this is DJ Big Stu, Hi, first of all, I want to welcome you to the show, brother. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the show.
And now, the first question I want to ask you now, you doing Dance Net, and this is supposed to be a new version of Show Train. Can you explain that to our audience?
Yeah, what it is, man, is it's a new version of Show Train, man. We shot it. I came up with the idea and got together with this production company. And basically, it's a dance show, you know, like Soul Train. It's a little bit, you know, like during, if y'all follow Soul Train during towards the end of it, they got a little bit more diverse, you know, in terms of the type of people they had on there.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of kept that going, man. We got, you know, got diverse. We got some people in there, some sexy people dancing and wearing some, like, some really cool fashions and all that. But unlike Soul Train, of course, it's all shot in HD, man. It's, you know, really well-lit environment. You know, and then we got a Soul Train line, of course, you know. So It's all good, man, you know.
Hey, this is Russ. Let me ask you a question. By any chance, when you decided to come out with this idea, did you, like, go through Don Cornelius, or did you wait till he passed away and started doing this? How did you?
That's a good question, man. We were doing it, and we were actually in the second day of filming when he unfortunately passed.
Okay.
So it was a real weird kind of ominous thing, man. We was like, you know, we was in a second day of filming. We had gotten through, we filmed 16 episodes, and we were probably into like 4 or 5 episodes into it, and we heard about it. And then actually we posted like a little like Don Cornelius tribute out there on YouTube so people could take a look. And we got the Michael Jackson's You Want to Be Starting Something. That's a Soul Train line song.
I checked it out. It's hot.
Yeah, so we did that, man. And so, yeah, so we tried it, you know, but we was on the second day of filming, man. And he passed away. So it was a real kind of a thing. And the way the show is set up is very much the way Soul Train was originally started. Because, see, my whole thing was this, man. Soul Train, when Don Cornelius stepped out of the picture, it became like a cast of different hosts that wanted to make the show more about them than the show, you know?
Yes.
And I don't know if y'all follow Soul Train, you know what I'm saying. You know, cats is on there dancing with females and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what
that's
saying?
Right.
And, you know, and I got mad love for Shamar Moore and a lot of people that took over. But,
I'm about
you know,
to say,
but kinda,
Shamar was doing his thing like that.
He was doing his thing, like, you know what I'm talking about, you know. So, you know, we was trying to like, okay, man, we got to dial this back to what it is, man. We're going to throw somebody up there, introduce the song, and let the show be about the people that's dancing to the music and not be about the host. And that's the way Don Cornelius did it, you know. And so that was kind of our kind of intention, man. And we think it's an old mix that works. We think, man, you know, just not a lot of – there's really not a show on TV like it right now. So we're really excited about it, man.
Okay.
Now let me ask you, you know, first of all, are y'all going to have live performances? Because I didn't see in the promo you didn't have, but you know how Soul Train had live acts,
right.
Have live acts on there too?
Well, one of the problems that one of the things that we're struggling with the executive producers right now, man, is that we're in an age of short attention span. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People got their finger right on the remote right about now. I'm ready to go, man. You know, soon as these fools start boring me, man, I got to change the channel, you know?
When
you do an hour format, man, and you could stick some artists on there, one of the things that we're afraid to do right now, and we'll eventually have some artists and acts and things like that on there, but one of the things that we're fighting with right now is that, you know, if you put one act on there, you put two acts on there, all of a sudden you get to a point where you got to stack it with so many artists to keep people's attention, the show becomes more about the artist showcase than it is about the dancers and just, you know, having an easy format, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So for right now, it's a half-hour format, and we're not going to use any artists. Eventually, we'll start putting them in there, but we're trying to keep it to a half an hour. But first half artists, it would have to expand to an hour because, as y'all probably know, when you do a half-hour show, it's only 22 minutes of TV.
Okay.
Yo, this is Russ again. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I hear a little accent in there. Where you was born?
South, man. I'm from the South, man. I can't, ain't no hiding, man. I'm from Texas, man. Dallas, Texas area, man.
Okay. Now, also,
that people, I want people to know that you're a stand-up comedian, and you've been doing that for a long time.
Over a decade.
So tell people some of the things that, you know, let us know some of the things that you've been at, man.
Oh, for sure, man. I mean, I've been doing comedy, man, for about 17 years, man. I didn't play with, you know, I've done some gigs with Jamie Foxx, Jim Carrey. I mean, I haven't been around a den, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always tell people, man, when you talk to a comedian, you can always tell the ones that ain't funny, because those are the ones that's trying to be funny every time they open their mouth. So the ones that's funny, those are the ones you don't even know that they're comedians. I'm just giving it real. So I mean, you know, yeah, man. But other than that, man, you know, I've been doing comedy, man. You know, I went through the struggling part, man. I used to do gigs with like I used to open up for Kenny G, the Pointer Sisters, man. I'd have been back and forth with it all, you know.
Didn't you used to do some ghostwriting? Are you still doing ghostwriting, man?
I still do, man. I do beats for people, man. I've done beats and sold them to people, man. Right up and down the gamut, man. A lot of them I can't even really mention, but I've done stuff. You know, I've done stuff with Dre and just a lot of people, man. You know.
Wow.
Between us, I heard you did something for Beyonce. Even though I think you ain't gonna speak about it, but I heard you did a lot of stuff for a lot of people.
I did, man. I did.
That's good.
But, you know, when you're a ghostwriter, man, you look in the shadows, man.
That's right.
Dr. Dre told me once, he says, man, when you ghostwriting, the coolest thing about that, man, is you never go out of style. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, hey, how's the ghostwriting checks, though?
Oh, they're good. They're always good.
As long as
they're
good,
checks
that's
never
tough.
Go out of style. They always
So, now, let me now ask you, when you ghostwrite, you know, do you work out a deal that you stay getting money off that record with his success?
Yeah, I get a piece of the royalties, man, when they spend, you know.
Right.
I'm that percent that people think is going back to the label and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
But it gets trickled back. But, you know, I remember I went out and did some concerts and whatnot, man. I got up on stage, you know, and started mouthing off about shows, about beats that I did for people. And you find out real quick, man, that you don't want to mess with people's dreams about who did the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they got it in their head that damn it, P. Diddy did this beat, and then you ain't gonna get up on stage and talk about you did. I don't know who you is. You know, so yeah. So when I got to some tracks that I felt like it was clear to talk about, I learned real quick, man. They don't do me no good to even bring it up. Ain't nobody believe you anyway. So it's like, what are you gonna do?
Okay. So
So like, do you still be doing stand up comedy now? This very day.
I still do when I get a chance, man. It's hard, man, because you know.
When did they say you mean?
What's that?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Now, the comedy is a weird thing, man. You go out and do comedy, like different areas of the country, they think different things is funny. You know, like you go to a show like up in I go up in Oakland, California, or Detroit or somewhere. You're going to do one kind of show. You get in Montana, you need to do another kind of show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what part of the country you're in, man, and you know, and so sometimes I feel like a nut, and sometimes I feel like a, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on how I feel when I wake up in the morning. But I try to stay in it, man, because when you're a comedian, you're always a comedian, man. You're always funny, man. You're always, you know, it's in your blood, man, you know. Yeah. You know, you can't, I'll never stop laughing and being funny, you know. So, by the way, can I swear on this show, or this needs to be PG?
Nah, you can do what you want, brother.
You can do what you want.
Well, I was like,
you
can
tell jokes,
lingo,
everything.
Man. I don't, you know,
you can start telling jokes if you want.
This is our show.
I don't want to be.
You got a big audience right now, so, hey, they listening. There's a lot of callers on the line, so.
Okay, right on. That's what's up, man. Yeah. No, man, so it's all good, man, you know. I mean, when we was filming Dance Night, man, it was crazy, man, because, you know, I don't got a deep voice like that, man, you know, like Don Cornelius and shit, man. So, you know, when we was on the film set, I was sitting there on the set, and I'm sitting there talking, introducing songs, and the director kept telling me to talk deeper. I mean, I ain't Barry White, man, Dr. Cornelius had a deep voice. Dr. Cornelius' deep voice is so deep, man, he had me going buying some panties and putting them on and taking them off, bro. it was crazy, though, man, you know. So, yeah, you know, when you just try to come up, man, we're trying to get this thing on, man. We're trying to let people know that it's out there. It's a cool show. It's a family show, man. And, you know, and I bring a lot of background and entertainment to the picture, man. But, you know, at the end of the day, I always tell people it's a silly dance show with women with nice asses, you know. You know what I'm saying?
That's the criteria to be a dancer in there? That's one of the things that has to happen? You have to have a nice bottom or something?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, man, because when we held auditions, We tell people, you don't have to be a professional dancer, but you got to know how to dance. Mm-hmm. And, dude, we have some people at the auditions that couldn't find a beat with a GPS, yo. Oh, seriously. It was like fighting to find it. And so it was the auditions was a struggle. I mean, and then, you know, we had like basically the used car lot of women showing up at the motherfucker. We had, you know, a woman show up with a great ass and no tits. Great tits, no ass. Pretty smile, no ass, no tits. You know what I mean? So we had all kinds of motherfuckers showing up. We had gay dudes showing up. We totally cool with that, man. We're like, come on down, do your thing. But we had a bunch of gay dudes that showed up, man. They was flirting with the panel and whatnot, making dudes uncomfortable. Say, man, we just want you to dance. We didn't come here to try to see if we can hook it up. You know, I was like, yeah. So we had all kinds of like nutcases coming in, man. But you know, at the end, man, you know, we thought we casted it pretty well, man. I mean, we tried to make sure it wasn't like a, you know, any too much any one thing, you know.
How can somebody get on Dance Network? Like, there's a dancer right now out there that's trying to get down with y'all. How could they do that?
Well, they can go to the website, which is downtimewproductions.com, and they can click on casting and send a thing, or they can send it to Don or anybody. All the emails are right on there. No phone calls, please. We ask that. But we filmed for the first season. We're going to go back and do the second season in probably about 2 or 3 weeks here, you know. Or they can go, like, and people can go to, you know, if you want to, you can also, you know, talk to us on YouTube, man. You can go to, I think it's youtube.com/dancenet. But in net, instead of an E, it's a 3, the number 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's dancenet, and then net is N3T as opposed to N-E-T, you know.
Okay.
And then we just posted a 15-minute episode on there like 2 days ago, you know, so people can kind of see what it's all about. Plus, you know, our music format is something else that we should talk about too, man, because we try to do differently in terms of the music we play. Like the episode we posted, we got that Blackout joint on there from The Clouds, or what the hell is the name of that group? I forget the name of it. But, you know, we got that joint on there. But we got some – we got Tupac, Can't See Me, that we're spinning on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We got – and then we have a funk – we call a funk flashback track on each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where we play a song from yesteryear. On this 15-minute episode, we got on there Bon Bon V by T.S. Monk. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. We got Cameo Shake Your Pants on a different episode.
Mm-hmm.
We got we got One Way Mr. Groove on another episode. I mean, you know, so we're all over the place, man. You know.
Okay.
So where y'all shooting these things out? Was out of a club, out of a studio? Y'all have your own studio?
Now
the location of it, where, you know, what's the location? Is it, do y'all have your own, like, you know how Soul Train had their own studio, or y'all using a club? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we actually filmed in this one club up in Walnut Creek, California, man. It's called the Vice Ultra Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And we just used the club to film it all. We wanted that club environment. We were going to go studio like Soul Train did. But, you know, man, when we filmed being inside of a club, you know, it kind of sucked a little bit, man, because, you know, we you know, like when you're in a studio on a Paramount lot or TV lot, you know, you got cafeterias people can come and eat at. But I guess it didn't stop Soul Train, man, because a lot of people, if you research it, you find on Soul Train, when it was lunchtime, all the dancers ate Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, I heard that. I remember that.
You're right, yeah. They mm-hmm. would eat the little two-piece value packs out there in the back of the building.
Snack box.
Yep. So, I mean, we did a little bit of that. We ordered in some pizza, you know, for everybody, you know. Some gourmet pizza here for people to eat, you know, which was kind of a struggle during, you know, filming, because people eat pizza and they sucking down a bunch of Coca-Cola, you know. And then, people sitting there trying to dance. You got people off in there cutting the cheese and, you know. The other half of the people in there, man, they sitting down, you know, like they just had a slug hit them, you know, no energy and whatnot. So it was a real challenge. I think that when we go film the next season, man, it's going to be Subway sandwiches and chips or something, man.
Can me and Stu come to the next filming? Can me and Stu come to it?
Oh, for sure, man. For sure, man. Look, I'm going to tell you something. We had a shortage of men at the casting the last time.
What?
We did not have enough dudes there, man. It was crazy. And we're like, we got to find some dudes to stick up in there. You know, we had some brothers jump up in there, plus some Asian dudes that showed up. Two or three of the brothers actually came in from a modeling agency that had found out about the casting and sent them down. But just in terms of just raw auditions, man, we didn't have no dudes there.
Okay. So you probably had all these professional dancers then.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you what happened too, man. When we're filming, here's a crazy thing a lot of people don't know. When we're filming, the rule is the dancers can't touch each other, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, it's a family show. We can't have people, you know, freak dancing and whatnot, right?
Yes.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. And the minute that the cameras turned off, people had so much tension from not touching each other, it was like spawning on the dance floor in between sets.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm keeping it real with you. They say, cut, let's take a minute. They play some music. People start dancing like they ain't never seen the opposite sex before in their damn life. I'm like, this is crazy. Somebody gonna get pregnant up in here. Yeah. But I was like, and then, you know, look, and my whole thing with the show was I knew, look, when you put air a show like this, you know there's gonna be some drama gonna go down when it airs. Maybe somebody watching the show, you know, some dude, you know, his old lady on his, you ain't nobody fucking hoe. Look at you dance all up on the motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
You can be sitting up. People got straining orders getting served on the basis of shit they seeing on the show. People got all this kind of nonsense. Well, yeah, man, you know, yeah, I tell you. Chick custody cases blowing up in front of people's face. So, I mean, so we know it's going to be like, you know, some social fallout, man. But it was all good, though, man. Being there doing it was a blast, man.
What city is the show filmed in?
It's filmed in Walnut Creek, California, out there in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, Walnut Creek is probably about 35, 40 minutes from San Francisco.
Okay.
So Russ, you want to get into some music, or you got something you want to say to the brother?
I got something to say to him. I wanted to ask him something about, like, I understand that he ghostwrite, but after we come back from the music, I wanted to ask him about instruments that he be playing, because I hear that he play instruments. But I'll let you go into the music and everything. And y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood on BeefStewRadio.com. Feel free to call me. I have a toll-free number. The number is 1-877-288-6883.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And we'll be right back with my
Russ
man,
got some hot
Billy Ray.
Right. Yo, Russ. Billy Ray, you on the show with Russ. He playing all the hot new joints right now, Billy Ray. We get ready to drop Wale. We're going to be the first to drop the Wale featuring Neo joint. It's pretty hot, man.
Oh, right on.
And
right
we got
on.
New J Mills, too. We'll be right back with more Billy Ray, y'all. Dance Net. We in the building.
Nigga couldn't tell me nothing different, homes, and I be good to the fat women singing note. I'm trying to find life's meaning up in this Patron. I'm taking women to heaven and then I take them home. I'm waking up with something 20-something fly shit. When that certain shit, all the new designer shit. Word, she say she love me, but she lying. Shit, I'm lying too. Told that bitch I love her for her mind. Well, that's quite true. That's a move. Head game, level boo. Bust that pussy open, turn that sofa to a fucking pool. I'm playing Cody, smoking stogies, make the rhythm better. I'm looking good and everything, but she look good and love her. Call me cocky, I love it. Baby, father, sucker. I'm longer than him. I ain't talking no Rockin' Republic. I don't shop in the public. Ain't finna wait in line. This not a freak, though. This easy as a way of line.
You got time to you with them both, baby. So when I move, you move. Let's have some drinks, Malibu red, how I do. And after that, we do whatever we want to. Girl, I'm in time.
That means I'm cool and
I'm on my own agenda.
That means I'm cool and
baby.
With a million them bows on you. Bitches tend to love a nigga with the most money. I tell him, honey, I know shit, I'm so sunny. And this is all pro bono. All-star weekend floor seats by the coaches. Flying on frequent, reclining on beaches. Half a million on the road, y'all relying on features.
I ain't Murray, but I'm trying to find a keeper. If she cook and keep her vagina like a secret, then we fuck, I beat up and throw a little piece up. So peace out, I'ma get up with you in like 3 months. Word, have sense to make the heart grow. So with that said, I'm not around like my old cones. Then I be drinking all the brown straight, no coke. I'm chasing money, not the liquor, y'all ain't even close. So let's stop a toast, everything fine. This ain't a free throw, this easy as a lay of line.
Yes. What's up? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood on Beef Stew Radio. Feel free to call in 1-877-288-6883. I got my man Billy Ray on the line today, and he's talking about Dancenet, the newest, hottest version of Soul Train with the hottest dancers. They got on the hottest clothes and everything, doing it up. Billy Ray, are you still with me?
I'm still here, man.
You still here, man? I'm hearing that, yo, man, you was a king on some instruments, man.
Yeah,
how many instruments
play,
you said again?
I play like 17 different instruments, man.
17.
Yep. Drums, bass, guitar, cello, trumpet, violin, piano. I go on and on, man.
Yeah, because I can't even play 17 instruments, B. You must be excellent with the piano.
Yeah, I can get out, man. I can get out. I mean, it's funny, man, because it's hard for me to watch, like, shows like American Idol sometimes. I mean, especially this last year, I kind of peeked in every now and then because I hear people on there singing, hitting wrong notes, and I see the judges on there trying to be nice and lying to them, you know. And so, I mean, yeah, so it's a hard thing, man, you know.
Yeah,
but
yes,
it's cool,
is.
Man. It's cool. I love it, man. I love what I do.
Yes, it is. Stu, you want to ask him something, Stu?
Now, it got to be fun, since you say hi, what you're looking for in the women, so it's got to be fun auditioning women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always fun auditioning the ladies, man. You know, the funny thing about women, man, is that, you know, it's a shame when you get one up there that don't know how to dance. And you start having Kim Kardashian on Dancing with the Stars flashbacks and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're like, girl, you got all that ass and keep moving. Come on now. You know, I mean, it's like Chris Rock said that one joke. It's like having keys to having a brand new Bentley and can't find the keys. You know what I'm saying? It's awful, man. You know, but for the most part, yeah, it's fun, man. You know, you're watching ladies coming up and dancing and doing their thing. You know, it's like you can legally stare at them without them thinking, you know, you're creepy or something like at a club or something.
Okay, okay.
Have you ever had to turn somebody away? Like somebody said they couldn't dance at all, you had to tell them they can't, you know, they can't be on the show.
Oh, yeah. And that's the hardest part, man, because, you know, look, you know, when we audition people, we just need for you to be able to dance, to be able to keep a beat like you would at a nightclub. You know what I'm saying? We don't need for you to be able to do, you know, acrobats and all that kind of stuff. So when people show up and they can't do the very basics in dance, you know. I'll give you an example, man. When we did the Soul Train line, if you watch the Soul Train line, you know, other than the person coming down the line, there's people on the side and they got to slide back and forth and clap their hands to the music, right?
Yes.
Okay, we had people who we had to kick out of the Soul Train line because they could not slide back and forth and clap their hands with the music. And they were getting upset about the fact that we were insisting that they do that before it was time for them to come down the Soul Train line.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, I mean, it's a real, like,
you have to really be off beat for that.
You too, man. I mean, you know. So, yeah, but to answer your question, yeah, we have to turn a gang of people away, man. There's a lot of people that showed up, that just didn't have it together. You know, you root for everybody, you know, but when they don't make it, they don't make it, you know, yeah.
Okay. So I can guess you a bit of a relationship expert?
Yeah, man, I know quite a bit, man. You know, I got a master's degree in psychology, man. And so I worked I got a lot of basic theories, man, about why people go through shit, man. You know, like I'm gonna throw one at you. Check this shit out, right? Okay. And I tell people this all the time, man. You know. Okay, so look, I feel like that every dude needs four women in his life. Okay. And y'all can tell me if y'all got these women in your life, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. First woman every dude needs in his life is what I call the best friend woman. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the one you watch the game with. You know what I'm saying? That's the one you go to and tell about all the other girls and how stupid they act. Okay.
Yes.
And when you get together with your best friend woman, by the way, she hanging around because obviously she want more, but you don't want more, that kind of thing. That's girl number one. Second woman you need in this life, the what I call the emotional connect woman. Okay. That's the one, She ain't that good looking, you know. She ain't that good in bed. But you just connect with her. That's the one you be telling stories about when you was a kid. How your daddy didn't take you to the zoo and all that kind of shit. All right, so you got the emotional connect woman. Okay? Then the next one you need is what I call the trophy fuck woman. Okay? Now, this is the woman that she ain't no good in bed. Okay? She ain't, you know, she don't like sports. Don't want to watch no damn games with you. But she's fine in a muff. That girl's fine, right? This is the one you introduce to all your boys, okay? This is the one you introduce to your family, your friends. That's the one you step into the room with, and everybody stops and goes, damn, nigga, that you? Right? Okay. So then you get that's the one you got. So then the last one every dude needs is what I call the booty call woman, okay? Now, the booty call woman, she don't get to meet nobody, okay? That's the one you call after you get back from the club, you done struck out and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's kind of funny looking and shit. You know, you usually have the one got a nice ass or something. Got a nice ass, but she's funny looking. She don't got much to say. She dumber than fucking rocks, right? You call up, y'all don't talk on the phone, don't say nothing. But, boy, when you get in the bedroom, that girl can bring it.
Yes.
That shit is real. Yes. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And you wish you could tell your boys about her. If you do, they don't want to meet her. And you can't have that because they're thinking you with the trophy fuck woman, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I think every dude needs those four women. And I believe, man, that every dude, we look around, we try to find all four of those women in one woman. And that's why when we meet a girl, you know what I'm saying? And she'd be like, I want to move in. And we'd be sitting there holding out going, man, I don't know, man, I don't know. It's because she's one or two of those women that you know, that just ain't in her, you know. She ain't a best friend woman. She ain't a this, she ain't a that, you know. But I got that basic theory, man. I think, you know, and I when I talk to people, when I talk to people about relationships, man, I tell them that, man. I say, look, you know, you got to figure within the confines of dating, if you sort that shit out, man, you know, you whenever you get a girl, or with women, by the way, it's the same thing. Ladies out there listening, it's the same thing, except women will exchange the trophy fuck guy for the dude that makes her feel safe and secure.
True.
Everything else is the same.
You are so right. You are so right, because me and Stu was invited to a show that was talking
about
it.
We were
telling them the same thing, and they was like, no. And I was trying to tell them, out of the four that you talking about, I got three. I got three right now out of the four you talking about.
Oh, shit. I hear you, Russ.
Oh, yeah, man. So,
you done got my baby Russ in trouble, Billy.
I'm saying, yo, I'm not trying to do that, man. But if you get like, you know, if you get one. See, the problem is a lot of dudes to deal with a girl, they start messing around on the side. They get this girl, like, you can look at some of the celebrities that's locked up. You look at Tiger Woods, okay? Because, now, why did Tiger Woods split up? Okay, the girl he was with, she was fine, so it wasn't a trophy fuck problem, okay?
That's right.
Okay, she was a best friend. You know, she used to go to all the golf courses, you know, golf competitions with him and whatnot, so it wasn't a best friend thing, so he had that. Okay, the emotional connect, that was there. They got kids together, you know what I'm saying? So they connected. So what was missing?
The bedroom.
The booty call woman.
Right. Right. And that's why he's up in them strip clubs.
Yeah.
That's why he's up in them strip clubs.
Yeah.
That's right. The booty call, you know, wifey don't want to do this and don't want to do that.
Exactly.
So I'm going over here and get this one.
That's
going to do that.
That's real.
That's so real.
So, Billy, I'm going to ask you a question that we had on the show that day, and I want you to give us your answer. The show was, why do men cheat? We just want to get your, you know, so even though it's back then, but since you, you know, you're expert on relationships, we want to hear what you say about that.
Why do men cheat?
Yeah.
Men cheat because of what I just said and the four women that exist. What happens with a dude will be with a woman, and what will happen is he'll find a girl on the side. And let's say if she's like the booty call woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of times what dudes will do is they'll go to their girl and go, baby, we need to try something really freaky and change your pace. And the girl's like, oh, that's nasty. I ain't doing none of that shit. Where you learn this shit from? I ain't going to do this shit. So the dude goes, okay, that's cool. So he finds another girl that'll do those things. But here's the cold part about it. The dude, when he finds a girl that'll do those things, most men get it twisted and not only see the booty call woman, but he sees the emotional connect. Mm. Now, that's that old love and lust thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
okay.
He believes it's more than it is. That's the whole turn the whole entire housewife theory. You know what I'm saying? You know, he believes it's more than it is, and then he loses perspective on it, and it blows up. But I think that the main reason why guys cheat, I'm going to tell you what will stop a guy from cheating is very simple. It's one word, fatigue, when a guy gets tired of the cloak and dagger. That's what's going to stop him from cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
People say it's church, it's this. No, it's fatigue. When dude, look, it takes energy to cheat, yo. Okay?
Exactly. That's what I said on the show. But that was one of the things that I have said on the show.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I think he's right on point, man. You know.
So let me ask you another question. How has that affected your comedy? Being a so much knowledge that you know and everything, how does that affect your comedy?
You know what it does, man, is, you know, sometimes it's an asset when I do comedy, man. Sometimes it's a detriment because I get on stage. It'll help me sometimes because it helps me to write because I understand people a little bit more than the average dude, okay, from my background. Sometimes it hurts, though, because I get on stage and start doing shots of tequila, man. I start going in a rant about stuff. And it becomes more of a lecture than a comedy show.
Okay.
Sometimes I get on stage, I got to dial it down. It's like, all right, man, I'm supposed to be making people laugh. Because I start saying shit to get too real for people, and they get a little uncomfortable. And this motherfucker going to tell a joke, or am I just going to be put on blast and shit, you know? So, you know, I'm confident. By the way, man, I'm on Twitter. I just got a text message from my publicist. For people out there that's listening, man, I'm at Twitter, or the TV show's at Twitter, /NetBillyRay.
I mean, before we get up out of here, you need to tell, I was getting ready to tell you that the next time, because, you know, we got to get ready. They telling us we got to move on to the next segment.
Yeah, right on.
But we want you to tell everybody where, you know, all the information they need to know about you and DanceNet and, you know, more stuff up and coming in the future.
Oh, for sure. Well, look, you can follow. I do most of the tweeting. So you can get me on Twitter, you know, NetBillyRay, BillyRay. You know, or you can catch us, the DanceNet, man. You can come on. You can subscribe, of course, at YouTube / DanceNet. D-A-N-E. Let me do this again. That's DanceNet, D-A-N-C-E, net, N, then 3, and then the letter T, DanceNet. So you get us at DanceNet on YouTube. And then, of course, we're at Facebook. You can get us at Facebook /DanceNet. So we're all around, man. I mean, you can go to the website of Downtime Productions, who is the people that produce the show. And that website is downtimewproductions.com. That's Downtime, D-O-W-N, Time, T-I, M-E-W as in Willie, productions.com. So go to either one, man. You can find us, hit us up, you know. Check out the show, man. And, you know, it'll be on, you know, your local listings and whatnot. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to be posting up some behind-the-scenes footage that you won't catch on the nationwide broadcast of the show on the YouTube channel that you can check out. You know, just stuff that happened during filming, auditions, and just a lot of silly stuff, man, that people will get a kick out of, man.
Well, what I would like you to do, man, when you get ready to film, man, invite me and Stu up there. Because, you know, I'm kind of like a wall guy, but once you put a couple of drinks in me, I may do the Drader Boss high kick up in there. You understand what I'm saying? So when y'all get ready to film, please get in contact with us so we can come out there. Because Stu do owe me a trip. He do owe me some airline tickets somewhere because I did win that bet. So when you let us know, I'm going to take him up on my airline tickets too.
Well, my people got y'all contact information, man. I will definitely make that happen, yo, for real.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling and everything, man. And we got much love for you. We wish you the best in success, man. And just
do the damn thing.
Oh,
for sure,
just do the damn thing.
And y'all keep representing, man. Y'all killing it out there, man. Y'all killing it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so
much, man.
And I just want to tell y'all people, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ with y'all host Russ Haywood on BeefStewRadio.com. Feel free to call me. The number is 1-877-288-6883. And you can also call me at 1-914-338-1685. And DJ Big Stu, what's up, man? That was a very nice interview, man.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. I like that, man.
That was a very nice interview, man.
I
we got to give it up to
that.
My brother, man. We got to give it up to him, man.
No doubt. Yo, Russ, but we got to take a little station break, and then we're going to come back with some new music. Definitely what I want to do when we come back, Russ, I want to play the new Lloyd Banks and the new Jay Mills, all right? Can we do that? All right,
cool, and I want to get into this thing, man, with this man, Raz B, man, wanted in China. I want to get into this Rihanna thing, man. I want to get into my drinks. So let's do the damn thing, man. Let's do it, man, because we in the building.
They sleeping on me, baby. Time to make them a believer. I'm in.
All my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne. We popping those all night.
Got the mansion. I'm out here representing. I need pretty shit around me. Put the models in my section. I'm a.
All my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne. We popping those all night. My pockets full up. Haters done tried to stop me. No luck. I'm cocky, so what? My life like one big party rolled up. Look how I'm smoking. Shorty dumping, she still choking. I'm talking potent. That second hand got her open. I'm always frozen. Louis bags that pack my clothing. I'm back to posing. Make a woozy from my Mac explosion. Traffic open. I'm running through my rack of Trojans. New money, new girls. Even brought back my old ones. That street crown I'm rocking. I'll beat down your top 10. Heat round, they watching. High rebound like Rodman. Out in B-Town. I'm popping 103,000 options. Put the V down, I hops in. With my queen style, I'm boxed in.
I'm getting to the money. New money, nice to meet ya. They sleeping on me, baby. Time to make them a believer. I'm a
all my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne. We popping those all night.
Got the mention. I'm out here representing. I need pretty shit around me. Put the models in my section. I'm a
all my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne. We popping those all night. Savage with that hot flow. Anything I do is macho. Walk around with that yacht on. Still gotta get that yacht done. She hot, she got gold. She going deep. Flaco, I'm too ready. Pronto, these shoes heavy. Pop on.
I'm hanging out the window with my music up. Do this fuck. We don't play. Boy, you getting money, get your shooters up. Every day I'm moving up. Nigga got me torqued down, booted up. I can't feel shit and feel my luck.
Fuck with me, baby, I got that dope you been eating. I got that soul you can feel. That's something you can believe in. I got a pretty selection, I switch them up by the season. The clear air of the song, nigga be happy you breathing. Come
on. I'm getting to the money, new money, nice to meet ya. They sleeping on me, baby, time to make them a believer. I'm a
all my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne, we popping those all night.
Got the mention, I'm out here representing. I need pretty shit around me. Put the models in my section. I'm a
all my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne, we popping those all night.
I'm getting to the money, new money, nice to meet ya. They sleeping on me, baby, time to make them a believer. I'm a
all my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne, we popping those all night.
Got the mention, I'm out here representing. I need pretty shit around me. Put the models in my section. I'm a
all my women, right? They run to me on sight. 100 bottles of champagne, we popping those all night.
Of all time, died on March 9th. Yo, yo. I'm out for presidents to represent me. Mills, Lego. First off, rest in peace to the ever so glorious Mr. Notorious. From ashy to classy is what my story is. Underdog, but my mind state is victorious. Huh. I'm from a place where young goons plot, but only plot is me plotting on all these niggas' spots. Yeah. Shout out to all the whack niggas. Thank God I was never that nigga. No time for that corner chit chat, nigga. I need that brand new Ferrari, all black, nigga. You ask which model, I reply anyone. You come doing that, you coming up where I come from. Harlem boy with an international grind, about to push all these space takers to the back of the line. Nigga, pay homage, understand what type of man I am. Giant in New York, call me Millsy Man in Hand. Shoot your whole crew, and I ain't a cameraman. Send you all straight to the Lord, fuck a ambulance. They like where Wayne found him, but I was chilling on the bench, nigga Jeremy Lin. Smoke three blunts and I'm about to burn again. I'm Willie Nelson with this shit, burning to the end. Dipping through the H, turning in the bends. Your swag stuck in the 90s, you earthworm Jim. Bad bitches give me good head, but that ain't about shit, I'm paper chasing till I'm dead. Cause the only thing that pays rent is that bread. And if you ain't got it, your landlord wants you outed. Playing with mine, nigga, that's an easy way to fly first class and meet Easy E today. R.I.P. Easy, no disrespect, just punchline etiquette, metaphor intellect. Yeah, call me Millsy or call me Young Barry. Girls love me cause I'm cool and my voice raspy. Yeah, I'm chubby but I'm cool and my voice raspy. Clean condo in the sky, your shit small and nasty. Yuck, I ain't rich yet but I live so high in the sky I could tell you which color. The clouds gon' be next week. Gee, shit, you got a problem with a G, let's meet. I'm too old for Twitter beefing the world starring. I'm from that era where a nigga smack your baby brother, get your baby mother robbed, and didn't wait for you to come out from high. And you don't come out from high, and where you high, you dying. Dead presidents too, money still multiplying. Got my bitch breaking down the work, I call it dividing. Mills ain't the one the streets call that lying. But I don't say shit, cause it's all about timing. Millsy.
Yeah, exclusive J. Mills. Live here at Beef Stew Radio.
That's right, Beef Stew. What the deal, yo? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your man Russ Haywood on Beef Stew Radio. Feel free to call in. What number is 1-877-288-6883. What the deal? What the deal, DJ?
I'm good, man. You like that? Okay. You like what I just was playing right there?
Yeah, man. I loved
Mills.
All that, man. I loved
all
that,
Jay man.
My man
J. Mills and them sent that to me, man. I like that, man. That's real fire.
Thank
man.
You, J. Mills, man. But let's go into a little bit of news, man. Former B2K, Raz B, is at the never center of a blazing controversy. The singer who previously claimed that he was molested by his former manager, Chris Stokes, and fellow mentor, R&B singer Marcus Houston, is now being accused of allegations with a 15-year-old Chinese boy. According to investigators, at 3, this is the date I'm telling you, Stu,
mm-hmm.
3, which is March 12, 2011, he was involved with a boy, a Chinese boy, you understand what I'm saying, 15
oh,
years old, who alleged the singer and his the singer and teen entourage willingly and unwillingly in sexual acts. And a 19-page affidavit claimed a 25-year-old singer engaged in numerous sex acts, including sodomizing urination. What's up, Stu? What you got to say about that?
So that's that kid. Which one of them is that? That's one of them kids that
that's
was
the one
with
that
the glasses
was that,
or the blonde hair. Because they had two other kids that was in the group with Marcus Houston.
Money,
immature.
Don't even say blonde hair because you're going to mess everybody up when you say blonde hair because all of them was rocking blonde hair
But Marcus Houston, and it was like, all right, Marcus Houston. And it was, all right, there was one of them that was real light-skinned. Is that him or is it the other dude?
All of them was light skinned. I say I'm a dark skinned person. If you're a shade lighter than me, I'm gonna say you're light skinned.
Yeah. Me and you are chocolate, but I mean, you know, if you look at them three, it was one of them that was the lightest out of them three. You know, when you look back at them, I don't know. I'm trying to figure which one it is because you know there was one of them that was always a little off and a little weird.
I'm gonna tell you which one it was.
Yeah.
It was Raz B. That's the one that be wearing the glasses. That's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
That's a little bit weird.
The rapping one.
That's the one that some time ago I had reported on another show that he was leaving the country to go out there because he had a multi-million dollar. No matter of fact, I said that he had two deals.
Mm-hmm.
He had a multi-million dollar deal with something, and then he had another multi-million dollar deal with a signing contract or something like that. And he was leaving here to go out there, to stay out there. He was moving permanently out there.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I had reported on some shows ago. And now that he get out there, he's being accused of this?
That's crazy. And and he's the same one that he claimed that Marcus Houston and Chris Stokes raped.
Yes. Yes, it was him. Raz B. Yeah. That's the one I'm talking about.
All right.
Raz B.
I mean, that's a crazy whole situation. I mean, I don't know what you think about that. Is it that you think that he got caught out there, so he's lying on them guys and blowing them up, or do you think that all three of them, you know, they just had something?
Well, in this same article, they trying to say that your man Chris was the one that leaked this information to the press.
Oh, okay, okay.
They trying to say that Chris was the one that leaked this information to the press. You understand what I'm saying?
Huh?
So, only thing I can say, if it did happen to him, he needs somebody to talk to get his mind straight first.
Hey, Russ, but you know, I expected you to.
You
say
can laugh, but it's the truth, man.
Say something else. You said he needs. I swear to God, something else is coming out of your mouth. I expect you just to say he needs somebody to talk to. Yo, you took me off with that one.
You know, somebody in that long leather chair. He needs somebody to talk to, B, to get his mind straight first, to get him back on track.
Because,
you know, he had to been a young man. He was in his teens, 12, 13, 14, when this was happening to him.
Alleged
this happened to him.
That was, what's up with Omarion? Because Omarion is the younger brother of Marcus Houston. So that means, you know, and B2K. So what's up with all of that? You know, that could be a big conspiracy about to unravel right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, Chris Stokes was the manager of all those guys, basically.
You're right.
And Marcus Houston and Chris Stokes put the whole B2K thing together.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. But on another note, Trouble at the Rock.
Trouble at the Rock, what's that?
Trouble at the Rock, B. Is
Rockefeller?
Jay-Z, yes, right, B. Is Jay-Z replacing Rihanna with a new artist?
Probably.
Rita Ora?
Rita Ora.
Why? Because Jay-Z is mad that Rihanna hooked back up with Chris Brown?
Why? I mean, is that deep to mess up business? Rihanna's top seller. Is it really
mad? But come on, Stu, man. They have one public fight, and things are just out of hand.
But I'm just saying that I'm trying to understand why would Jay-Z get somebody to replace Rihanna, who's selling top records. Now, when she broke up with Chris Brown, that's when you started hearing about the drugs and everything and all that going on in her life. Now she got Chris Brown is back. They got birthday cake, you know. I mean, I don't know. What you think?
Well, it's alleged that he tried to put a stop to it. Well, anyway, man, Rihanna has been with Jay-Z for 7 years, B. She performed for him and offered him, and she had performed for him and was offered a performing contract, a record deal. You understand what I'm saying? And they worked on songs such as Run This Town, Jay-Z Do Not Want to Go Back to Chris. He don't want her to go back. After she was assorted, when she left Chris, she had started messing with other famous people, you know, like Drake, Matt Kemp. You know, Matt Kemp probably was tearing that ass up, playing that baseball, coming home, hitting a home run, tearing that West Indian ass up.
Yeah.
But
I'm surprised Beyonce is not questioning Jay on, like, why are you not? I mean, that they all cool like that. But, you know, because, you know, Beyonce sells records. She sells records, and that's the, at the end of the day, that's the business. So her sex life and her record selling shouldn't be in the same category to me. It's hard for me to believe that Jay would say that to her.
Well, it's alleged that Jay has said that to her, man. Word. The only thing I got to say about it, you know, like, every couple going to have a fight. Stu, every couple going to have a fight. One fight, and they don't expect them to kiss and make up. I don't mean no disrespect, Stu.
No, that's the truth.
And rest in peace to her soul, because I love her to death.
Uh-huh.
Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown used to fight and kiss and make up.
You's a bad example, man.
But Stu, serious, man. I'm sorry. Use somebody else as an example, because I shouldn't have used rest in peace, her soul, and everything. B. I apologize to the audience if I disrespected someone disrespected.
I'm just saying, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston have been through a lot of fighting. They got divorced. So, you know, you were supposed to use a couple that it worked. Not the one that they the poster star couple for drama. So people would compare them. It's to probably tell Rihanna,
okay,
y'all, it's like Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. You know, that might be what somebody might tell them on the opposite side.
Okay, so you want me to compare a couple? Well, can I say Bill Cosby and his wife?
All right, but his
wife's been married over a bunch of years. Camilla?
Yeah, but they've been through. All right, let's do this. Michael Jordan and his wife, the ultimate. Magic Johnson and his wife. And
there it is.
About,
there
you
go. There you go.
So.
There you go.
That's the ultimate of a woman who stood by a man through, you know, whatever, beating, cheating, or whatever. I would say Magic Johnson's wife is the ultimate sister.
Okay. Okay, but anyway, you know, like, she was messing with Matt Kemp. Jay-Z was coming more and more mad because, you know, she was out there in her wild ways.
Yeah.
In her wild ways. So, you know, he looking for a new look, a new face, and everything like that.
Well,
so
she's been getting drunk. You know, they've been talking about alcohol abuse. You know, they've been really claiming that.
Smoking weed openly, flipping on Twitter.
Ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? Ecstasy. So, you know.
How could you flip on Twitter? I thought you were supposed to say like 5 words on Twitter and that was it.
Well, guess who she flipped on Twitter on, though? Oh, you didn't know who she flipped on Twitter?
Her fans.
No, Jill Scott. Her and Jill Scott got into it on Twitter.
Wait a minute. I thought I had reported something about her flipping on her fans.
No, but I'm just telling you that, well, her fans, Jill, actually, her fans got into it and they flipped on Jill Scott. Her fans backed her up. She had a bunch of people backing her up on Twitter, and they was going at Jill Scott.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Check it out. I actually reported that. I reported that part of the game on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
get Mike Russ. You know, because something, you know, your mic is a little fuzzy.
My mic is a little fuzzy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I move back. I'll sit down or something because you know I'm standing up right now. Do it sound much better?
Huh?
Do it sound much better?
No, something still sounding kind of fuzzy, man. But I'm gonna What I'm gonna do, Russ? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Getting a little better. What I'm gonna do while you fixing with the wires, man, let's jump into some music and get it together, man. So let's get into since we talk about Rihanna, I wanna go into the girl KG first and then I wanna play some Rihanna, all right? We can do
Bet. Okay, bet. Go ahead, and I'll come back
with
something.
Oh, your mic is great now. Anyway, it's back. Well, we're going to get back. We got a little technical difficulty. You're listening to Beef Stew Radio. Drink some, Russ.
And
we'll
tell them the number.
The number is, please call it, 877-288-6883. 877-288-6883. Please call in if you want to speak to Drink some, Russ. Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you. Yo.
Say you a gangster, that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. Yeah, I'm young, 21, living in a crazy world, but I know the difference between a man and a herb. You fronting like you got it, claim they hitting on your wallet. Gucci telling you the time and you watch it. Nah, I ain't stunning like my daddy, he's living with my Grammy. Used to to work, but we can't find work. Oh, I love my me and the girl in a one bedroom South Beach lifestyle. They just paying for the view. Mommy on the couch since she was 42, sacrificing for the kids, cause that's what mommies do. So I smoke my spliff, I spliff it hard. Candy says to stop, my voice is getting too hard. So I sobered up and my thoughts they rush, and now I think of you behind bars. Cross state lines, they spliffing good. In Miami you catch a charge, and the whole family tears apart. You say you a gangster, that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. You say you a gangster, that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. And this recession's so depressing. My parents don't stop stressing. Just hoping I learned all they listen. And I'm paying for this session. I'm paying for this session. And I'm paying rent, food, clothes, phone, Christmas presents. Six shots in, I'm just counting on my blessings. No days out, baby, I ain't resting. I told my sins, now I'm done confessing. You say you a gangster, but that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. You say you a gangster, but that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. One way to the top, I make with what I got. You on my number, baby, I'm on a mission, catch up. Man, selling love like seeds. But when the girlie leaves, you'll stop flirting with me. So I took my heart off my sleeve. Never trust a man, cause they all hungry. Yeah, they all hungry. Never trust a man, cause they all thought you had me, baby, you just lost one, finally got over you, baby, time to move on, never learned your lesson, ain't even gonna question why you went so wrong, right when you thought you had me, baby, you just lost one, finally got over you, baby, time to move on, never learned your lesson, ain't even gonna question why you went so wrong, say you a gangster. That don't impress me none. You say you a gangster. Ain't seen a thing you done. You done.
Come and put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it. Your name, but you wanna put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it. Bip, 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 bip,
It's not even my birthday. I'ma make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday.
But you wanna put your name on it.
And it's not even my birthday.
And he's tryna put his name on it.
Girl, I wanna fuck you right now. Been a long time, I've been missing your body. Let me turn the lights down. When I go down, it's a private party. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out. I want that.
Like,
Don't try to hide it, I'ma make it my bitch.
Doggy want the kitty. Give me a heart attack and throw it back. Now watch me get it. Ain't new to this, but you the shit. Damn, girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it? Remember how you fit it? If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than a rice cake. Cake, bread, tip it. Kill it, tip it. Cake.
If you're sexy, you know it, ain't afraid to show it. Put like a candle on my motherfucking back, baby, blow it. Love it when you do it like that. Show up with some sex, bring a rack to my rack. Wrap it up, wrap it up, boy, while I took this phone off. Stop that job, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even my birthday. But I wanna lick the icing out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow a candle out. I want that.
It's a Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy, Russ Heywood, on BeefStewRadio.com. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Stu, do I got any callers by any chance, man? Because I meant to ask you that.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Let the first caller through. Let me see where they from, B. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, what's popping?
Hey, what's popping? What's going on, buddy? Where you from?
Harlem, New York.
Harlem, New York. Who this? Because this voice sounds very familiar.
Man, this is your brother, Steve, the Harlem Renaissance.
Hey, brother Steve. What's going on, brother Steve? Harlem Renaissance, man. What's going on, everybody out there? I just want y'all to know we got brother Steve in Harlem Renaissance, man. He call in every other week, every week, and he drops some knowledge on us. What's going on, brother Steve?
Man, I'm just thinking about y'all, man. Y'all had a fantastic show up to now, and it's still going good. But that
thank
brother,
you.
Lee Ray, got it going on.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, look forward for him. Look forward for him in Downtown Productions. And
Downtown.
They doing it, yeah, Downtown Production. And they're going to be doing it up with that dance net. But what's
right
up with
now,
you?
I had a few questions for him, but you guys wasn't picking up the phone.
Oh, my fault. That's Stu. You know, Stu is right there on the ones and twos. That's his line of work.
Blame it on me. I got a
yes.
DJ.
I don't have no phone in here.
I'm
I don't want the phone in here.
Big bro, I'm only told to do what I'm told to do by Russ. I just be over here on the turntable.
All right.
But what's going on, brother Steve? How's everything, man? How's the family?
Everybody's fine. Everything's going good. You know, it's been
that's
a bittersweet year, but you mean we roll with the punches and we bob and weave as we go along. You know,
okay.
So we don't
you know? Okay, you got any knowledge for us today?
Yeah. I was sitting here thinking, and I was saying, you know, I wonder if anybody know much about Alelia Walker. Remember we always doing the Black History thing?
Yeah.
And I was wondering if anybody knew of the original aristocracies of the Harlem Renaissance, this lady named Alelia Walker. Well, she was the first queen of the Harlem Renaissance. And when they say the black man didn't have no aristocracy in America, this lady started one. This lady was big in back in the days of, I think, the early Harlem Renaissance of the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Or,
yeah.
No, 20s, 30s, and 40s. And her mother was Madam C.J. Walker.
Okay.
And
okay.
She invented, you know, the straightening comb thing and everything like that, you know.
Yeah.
A few books out on Madam Walker. Everybody, I think a lot of people probably know about her history with being the richest self-made black female millionaires in America and all that stuff.
Yeah, actually one of our hosts, Mimi, and Kay Nicole, they both did a little segment on their shows about her doing black history or speaking about women in black history.
Right, but very little people know about her daughter.
Yeah.
Her daughter supported a lot of the black leaders that we had over the years, like, say, Langston Hughes, the poet, and she supported County Cullen, Zora Neale Thurston, and so many of the ones that people stood on their shoulders as them being the giants at that time. Mm-hmm. And, when Madam Walker left for all that money, she just did the thing what Oprah is doing today with people, you know, helping them get started and getting them off the ground and getting their projects going and stuff like that. But she was doing that in the 1920s. And they built a big mansion up on Irvington on the Hudson in upstate New York. And this, you know, this was back in 1919. And the place still exists to this day. And it's beautiful. You got to go up there and see. It's on North Broadway. Someone's currently living in it now. But it just shows you what a black person could do even before the civil rights movement took place. So really there's no big excuse for any of us not to achieve the things that we want to achieve today.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
And
I believe in everything you said just now.
You so much.
Well, you're welcome, my brother.
Thank you so much because I like the way that you drop knowledge on us.
Just out of curiosity, I just wanted to know, like, you know, what was your interest in Billy Ray? What you did want to ask him?
Well, what I wanted to ask him, did he know about the Tina Rama story? I didn't hear the beginning of his when he first came on, and I figured maybe you guys probably already talked about that or whatever, but a lot of people don't know about that, and I was wondering if he knew anything about it, because basically what he's doing is what they've done, and but not to the extent, you know, they have a little different twist in all three shows that from what I was hearing from what he was saying. The Tina Rama story focused on teenage use in the black community. Mm-hmm. And, it gave them an outlet to do their thing. And it was based on the same lines of Soul Train, but Soul Train has this place, even though it stands on the shoulders of Tina Rama. Billy Ray's thing has Dancenette, is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has its place, and, you know, all three of them have their own rightful place. They're just coming in at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff, you know, you take a little from here, a little from there, and you make something new, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that's what he's done, and whoever his colleagues are, I think that's what they've done too, and it's something that's good for everybody. And one thing he didn't mention that I thought maybe he should have focused a little bit more on that is the dance part as far as the quality of dance.
Mm-hmm.
So, we as a people, man, we come up with the most creative dances that you could think of, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about from the Hully Gully to the Slop to the Hitchhike to Push and Pull, or, you know, the Sam Cooke
Shake. In the Name of Love.
You know, and the Grind. Mm-hmm. You know, and I guess we won't be seeing the Grind on nobody's show, man, you know, and that was the dance, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Okay.
And but, you know, hey, it is what it is. And but these are the things I think a show should come up and focus on, some of the dances we creatively used to make up out of Harlem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
just,
the Freak.
Yeah, the Freak dance, all those dances of the Rock,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Shake.
The mashed potatoes, the twist, you know, all those dances were dances we made up off the street. And when we go knock on the door to a regular dance studio door, and they say, let me see what you got. If you can't show them what they have, you know, tailor-made to the T, they don't want to see no street dances.
Mm-hmm.
The rap in the hip-hop days, they kicked those doors open and showed them all of the flips and the turns and the spinning on the head and all that, and they found that fascinating. But the dances that we did with the, you know, like I said, the push and pull, the, you know, with all those dances, the funky chicken, all those dances, we made them up, and there got to be a place for them in history, and I was planning on bringing that into the Renaissance Ballroom property, into the studios, where we can just lay out the dances that we creatively make. Just open up and just make them.
Okay. Well, Stevie, you know what I'm going to do? Because Stu owe me some plane tickets, and when we do go, because we can't go for a whole week, I'm going to tell you that out the gate. I can't go for the whole week because I got to be here doing the show for 3 days. When we go, I may take you with me, and you could personally ask him that.
Right, that'll be great.
And you can personally ask him that.
But one thing I do want to do, man, I want to bring the show. You know, I want to come up there and air the show one day live at your joint, Steve, and see what you do and, you know, what they're doing at the Renaissance Ballroom. We still need to set that up one day, do an airing on that, man.
Well, right now at the Renaissance Ballroom, they aren't doing anything at the physical space. The space
okay.
is is going to be gutted pretty soon. You know, they have X amount of dollars that I can't reveal over the radio, you know.
Okay.
But about X more to get it going on. All and
right.
They are going to gut the ballroom and bring it back to its, I guess, original splendor, or maybe with a little more modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put a 19-story condo on top of the building.
Mm.
Supposed to be for low, middle, and upper-income families. Then the store spaces are going to be renovated to stores, and there's going to be studio spaces in the building. You know, I guess for like what we had planned with was for dance, music, fashion, theater, you know, whatever, you know, we want to make in there. We have a whole proposal program for what's going to go on in there, but I'm sure other people presented proposals too. So it's kind of like up in the air in that area. But we were looking, we were earmarking that area for the Friends of the Rennie to house their programs there. And then other people could come in on different times, different slot hours and stuff like that from the community.
Oh, that's what's
okay.
up, man.
Okay, well, Stu, they telling me to do the rap because I got to put my drinks in.
All right.
Y'all know this show, just hold on, Steven, because we're going to get to you in a minute. Well, to my people out there, y'all know this show is Drinks on Russ. Y'all know I give away drink recipes. And next week I am going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to come out with health drinks. I'm going to do two shows on some health drinks starting next week or the week after. No, it's next week. I'm going to be doing that because I'm going to tell y'all who's coming up on an up-and-coming show. But anyway, today's drink is a Bailey's Banana Colada. Bailey's Banana Colada. You got me, Big Stu?
I'm listening. I'm watching and I'm listening.
All right, cool. This is best served with Bailey's Original Irish Cream, okay? And it's a quick drink, all right? So here we go. 8 ounces of Bailey's Original Irish Cream. 4 ounces of Captain Morgan Parakeet Bay Coconut. Captain Morgan have some different drinks and spices and rums and everything, and this is clear, and this goes with it. And you also would need a half a banana, 4 ice cubes. This drink is for 4 servings. Here we go with the ingredients. Add the Bailey's Original Irish Cream and the Captain Morgan Parakeet Bay Coconut Rum, because the liquor is rum, the banana and the ice in a blender. Blend it on high for at least 2 minutes to 2.5 minutes. Once it's blended, you pour into a glass. And that's my first drink for the night, my Bailey's Banana Colada. You got me, Stu?
I'm looking at it.
You got me, Stu?
I'm looking at it. All right,
cool. And
can I have
y'all can see. Go ahead.
Can I see?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And y'all can see all these drinks up on Drinks on Russ. Y'all can look at it on BeStu.com. You understand
Radio.
What I'm saying? Yeah, BeStuRadio.com. Thank you. Thank you very much, Big Stu. Definitely appreciate it. So you got my back, I got yours.
Always.
And that's my first drink for the night. Stu, I'm getting ready to go off in a couple of minutes. So
nah,
what
got,
I want to do?
You got 20 minutes, man. You don't want to play no more music, man.
Yeah, I do want to play some more music, and then I want to come back with this Trick Daddy. I want to come back while Trick Daddy is kind of heated. He's going in on your man Plies.
So let's talk about that while we play this music and sip this and drink these glasses up.
And then I can come back and let them know about it.
Yeah, then you got another glass you're gonna make, right?
That's right. That's right, because, you know, we using that Captain Morgan Parakeet Bay Coconut. My second drink going to be with that.
All right, so you know what I want to do right now, Russ? I want to take them back a little bit. Let's go back a little old school right now.
All right, cool. Let's go back.
All right.
All right.
My swerve on, floor pure rock. Innocent drop, bull, and it don't stop. know too well. Let's be more precise. Meet me by the VIP. Let's farewell. Whisper in my ear like blue. Let's bounce now. I'm about to say peace to my man's for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. He said.
Ladies,
Yes, 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 yes. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, and I'm y'all host, Russ Haywood, and y'all listening to me on BeefStewRadio.com. What the deal, Big Stew?
What's good, man? I feel
What's
good.
What's good, man?
Tonight,
you feeling
man.
Good, man?
We tonight, Russ. We
That's good,
tonight.
Man. That's good, man. That's good, man. I'm nice. I'm glad that you feel good, B, because I'm getting in here, and I'm starting to feel real good myself with that nice drink.
Okay.
So okay.
What you want to do? You going to drop the other drink, or you going to tell us a little news, or you going to drop
nah,
the
other drink? Nah, man, let's go into a little news, then I'll drop the other drink and go into some more news and let everybody know what's going on with next week's show, because I think I got, like, what, 14 minutes left?
No, you got about, like, well, you know, some
14 similar. Minutes, 15 minutes left, somewhere around there, man. But anyway, you know, rapper Game, he's being sued for $5 million by North Carolina police. They saying that the Game went up and assaulted some police, you know, and disrespected them and was battling against them and everything like that. And he had got locked up for filming inside a mall and, you know, he disrespected them and hurt them up and everything like that. So they coming back at him and filing a $5 million lawsuit against them.
Okay.
Against him, not
wow.
them, him.
The police is going against him.
Yeah. Yeah, right. yeah. Five police officers had confronted Game in the Four Season Mall during the filming of a DVD, and the rapper was charged with trespassing and threatening and disorderly conduct and everything like that. And the officers also filed a lawsuit for $10 million for punitive damages and everything like that. And, It might be rejected. We don't know, and stay tuned and everything like that. But another thing I wanted to ask you, Stu, let me ask you a question. Where's Plies from?
If I'm not right, maybe Miami. I don't know. I don't actually
Plies
know,
is from Miami, right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Well,
somewhere
your boy,
or Georgia somewhere. Where am I from?
Okay, I thought he was from Miami because the reason why I said Miami because, you know, Trick Daddy went in on Plies.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
what,
Trick
what's
Daddy.
That about?
Say it again.
What's that about?
Trick Daddy went in on Plies and everything like that. He's saying that, yo, Plies is stealing his style and everything like that, and Plies want to be like him and everything like that. But then he ended up doing some research and found out that Plies went to college. So he really got heated. He really got heated, like, when he found out that Plies graduated and everything like that and went to college and everything like that. But say it again, because I'm about to go in on what you about to say. Go ahead. I want you to go first.
Yeah, I want to know why he got mad because the brother, you know, finished school.
And, you know, like, he went in on him because, you know, he finished. He graduated at the top of his class. And then he's going to be like, yo, the N went to college and everything like that. Because, you know, like, I guess, you know, Trick Daddy came up with a hard life. Can we say that?
Oh, yeah, we probably could say that. But do that is that fair to Plies to say just because he went to college? I mean, a lot of rappers went to college. Puff Daddy went to college.
Word, and that's what I'm saying. A lot
EMC
of them went
to college,
college,
you know?
Word up. Everybody should have at least graduate high school. If you ain't graduate high school, get your DD or something like that.
If look at it early in the days, Russ, man, DMC record. He said, I'm DMC, you're in the place to be. And I went to something like that. Went to
yep, university. Yup.
That was one of the hottest rhymes to be in the game. So I don't really understand that. Well, I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
lost
right,
on that
Stu.
One.
You know something? You are right. You are
yeah.
dead right,
I mean, I'm a Trick Daddy fan, but I'm just lost on the facts. Whatever
and,
else.
And I was, that's why I read it, because when I read it, I was like, yo, why is he going in on him? Because, yo, he went to school.
Yeah, that's crazy. All businessmen in the rap game can be hustlers and drug dealers and pimps and pushers. It can't be. You got to have some cats that went to school. Now,
sure
if he's talking killer, bang, bang mess, and if he's doing all that gangster stuff, now I understand you criticizing him for that. But, you know, I haven't really heard Plies too much, and everything that I heard of Plies, the commercial stuff that we play on the radio here, or, you know, I haven't heard, you know, I heard a few underground stuff, but I haven't heard nothing underground that would make me think that he's trying to be like Trick Daddy. And I don't even really look at Trick Daddy as being a hardcore rapper. I look at Trick Daddy, he made a lot of joints that made you want to dance and party, you know? He didn't really have a lot of hardcore. He made money and he let you know that he was pimping, you know what I mean? But he didn't really come out to you hardcore to me. What you think?
I think the same, my brother.
You know?
I think the same, my brother.
So
I don't really
understand where that's at, man.
Okay, cool. No problem. Well, let's go into the second drink, man.
Let's do it.
The second drink is a coconut ginger mojito.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut ginger mojito. This drink is 4 servings, and this drink is best served with Captain Morgan Parakeet Bay coconut rum.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you the Bailey's banana colada, and that had this parakeet coconut rum in it.
Now, these drinks are for St. Patrick's Day? Like, these are the
No, the drinks? First drink I did for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, okay.
The first drink was for St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Thanks for saying it. Thanks for bringing it out. The first drink was for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This second drink, I put this drink in it because, you know, everybody's not rich. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying? Everybody want a pinch for their dollar. Me too. No, I want to pinch my pennies too.
This is for the low balling ballers drink. Basically.
It ain't no low ballers drink, but you could ball in your house with it. You could ball in your house with it.
You don't let nobody know what's in your cup. It look good. The color look good, right?
That's yeah. Yes. Well, here it goes anyway. It's best served with Captain Morgan Parakeet Bay coconut rum, 6 ounces of Stir Mojito cocktail mix,
mm-hmm.
6 ounces of Captain Morgan Parakeet rum, coconut rum. Here we go, Stu. 4 splash. Remember that? Remember that? Splash.
The splashes, man.
Splash of ginger ale cocktail soda, 4 slices of ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the quick drink. And I would just like to say, from Drinks on Russ and Beef Stew Radio, drink responsibly. You know you got to say that, right, Stu?
Yeah.
Please, drink responsibly.
I like that you say it, but, you know, you just bugged me out saying it. You don't be drinking responsibly now. But I'm glad.
But I don't be driving.
Yeah,
at least when
right.
I be here in the studio and I know I'm going to be drinking, what we do? Cabot, yellow Cabot, what we do? What we do?
That's
you understand
what
I'm saying? What we do, B, yellow Cabot, B. And on that note,
nah, we
can
play
them,
another. Let's, okay. I want to play some more music, man. You got
okay, cool. Okay, cool. Because I was going to tell them who I'm trying to get on next week's show.
Well, yo, we could do that when we come back. I bet.
Let's, DJ Big Stu, can you please, wait a minute, before you hit me with the music, let me tell y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by your boy, Russ Hayward, on BStuRadio.com. Feel free to call me. The number is 1-877-288-6883.
Yo,
make
sure y'all hit the Facebook fan page, Beef Stew Radio. Check us out on Twitter, Beef Stew Radio.
Yes.
Hit us up
yes.
on MySpace. You know,
yes.
LinkedIn, Stumble Upon,
yes.
whatever. We all in the building. We on
all
every
the drinks
social
that
network.
I always do. You can
you
always
them.
Find them up on Facebook. You will
uh-huh.
see them. You will see them on my little link, which is Drinks on Russ. I have a link that is Drinks on Russ on Facebook. You will see all the recipes and everything.
Yeah. So
thank you, Big
Stu.
We gonna
thank
do
this,
you.
Man.
All right.
Run. run through the city, spend his cash with. That I can run through the city, spend his cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg white. Keep your stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here, focus, getting his bread right. But if the head right, Jesus, the head right. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Wake up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had them other bitches mad when they seen us. Had to match the Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
With the front, hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross the line. Just hit a nigga up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone, every nigga need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. When I think about it, shit, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, shit, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, then I'm probably grown.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
BeastStewRadio.com, and I go off in 4 minutes, man. And I just want to tell y'all on next week's show, because I know this is definitely booked. On next week's show, Yosu, can you turn that music down just a little bit, man, so I can just hit them off, man, because I got some shout outs and things that I want to tell them about, man. On next week's show, man, I'm going to have Nicolette on my show. Nicolette is known as Nicki Nasty, and she's down with LL Cool J. She's on LL Cool J label and everything like that.
Let them know what song she was on.
I'm going to tell you right now. She's been in the songs such as Baby and everything like that. She's 18 years old. She's a new artist from Harlem. Once again, Harlem representing again. You understand what I'm saying? And she will be on my next week's show, Nicolette. And another thing, Stu, I don't know if it's definitely booked, but I'm going to have this man on my show. And should I say the man's name? Because I'm not too sure if it's definitely booked. But on next week's show, I'm going to tell you how I'm going to break it down. I'm going to have this man on next week's show. And this man, when the awards came out, the night of the awards, this man invented 9 drinks for best picture. You understand what I'm saying? He named the drink The Artist, The Help, Hugo, Warhorse, Midnight to Paris, Moneyball. I'm supposed to be having this man on my show next week. This man made 9 drinks, and that's it. You understand what I'm saying, Stu?
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming on Thursday, so I know by Thursday. Say it again.
We already drinking on Sunday, right? But we're going to drink a lot next week. That's 9 drinks. That's 3 of us. That's 20.
Don't worry about that, Stu. It's just going to be a taste test night. But it's okay. But I'm going to have him on next week's show. But I know definitely Nicolette is booked. You understand what I'm saying? I want to send my shout out to my man Benny out in Long Island. Rest in peace. You understand what I'm saying? I want to give my shout out to my man Big Stu. I want to give a shout out to my man Cat Kev from Kev Get His Cook On. You understand what I'm saying? Because I heard he shouted me out last week, so I shout him out this week. I want to give shout-outs to my engineer, you understand what I'm saying, because, you know, it's people in this booth that helps me out, and they never say I shout them out, you understand what I'm saying, and she's a female, too, that helps me. She's a female, and I want to give her a shout-out, Big T. She definitely always come through.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout-out to the whole Harlem and everything like that. Shout-out to myself, you know, I got to pop my collar every now and then. And that's about it, Stu. And now, hold up. Shout out to my man Billy Ray for coming through.
Oh, no
definitely
doubt.
Shout out to my man Billy Ray for coming through.
Shout out to Downtime
Promotions and everything like that. And marketing and everything. Shout out, because I hope them success and everything, you know, with DanceNet and everything like that. Thank you very much for the interview. For everybody that's listening, my Twitter followers done went up. My Facebook done went up. I want to give y'all all a thank
blowing
you.
Up.
I want to give y'all all a thank you, a shout out to all y'all. Shout out to my man Dre Wu, because Dre Wu handles the computer for me. Shout out to my man Dre Wu. Wheezy! And that's about it, B.
You sure?
Yeah, man.
You got
man.
No other people in Harlem you want to shout out, bro?
Shout out the whole Harlem, B. Harlem, right. Stand up, B, because we stay doing this, B, all day, every day.
Once again, make sure y'all tune in next Thursday to History of Harlem Hip Hop.
Yeah, tell them about that Thursday show, man. Thursday, we're supposed to have that kid come through.
My man Ray Vaughn, we're going to do the Ray Vaughn and Johnny Wise story, the Magnificent Seven, talking about history in Harlem hip-hop, but they saying we got to rush off, Russ.
That's
so,
right, B. Shout out to everybody. Good night.
Yeah, with that being said, we definitely want to say good night.
Be good night.